I tell you what, I don't know many people who have as much hair as you do.
Oh man, there are lots of people got more hair than I got.
Shoot, my father's 60 and he's running out of it. Well, what would, when a girl would stand in front of the mirror, you say she was doing what? She was going out to?
I'd say she's primping.
Primping?
Yeah. And combing the hair, getting the face fixed, putting makeup on.
And a boy, he might be doing what? He'd be putting water all over his hair.
Well, he'd be slicking up, I'd call it.
Slicking up?
Yeah. Oh, shoot. This thing sure has changed in the last 50 years, I'm telling you.
Different kind of clothes, weren't you?
Different kind of clothes, and well, people, they ain't in much better shape in a way than they were back then. They just get to handle more. That's all. You take a kid, you buy a bale of flour about $3, and now you go pay about $30.
Yeah.
You get to handle a little more money. What good does it do you? When you go to buy something, you got to give it to that fella. You can't keep it. Shoot, man, it's outrageous. I noticed that. I believe it was yesterday. They just marking stuff up down there in that store. I don't know what kind of different prices putting on them, but it's raising the prices.
Things keep going up.
I don't see how people's gonna get by. It just keeps going.
Yeah.
And you take the starter now on, reason they started putting these prices up on these apples and oranges and things on the counter, you know, the freeze.
Yeah.
That's what's causing that. But this gasoline business, I don't care for who hears me say this. This shortage they talked about wasn't a thing in the world to get gasoline up to 60 or 75 cents a gallon. You see, they ain't never stopping, don't you? You know, see how many cars you see quit running? I don't know, but put it up. Trade the price where they want it. And I might be wrong. I am saying right. They tell you about that that stuff right there, being short.
Uh-huh.
They put that out last year, year before last. I never did see nobody miss getting any.
Yeah.
Well, the price went up on it.
Well, they say we got plenty of coal left.
Yeah. Well, why don't we use some of that coal?
Yeah.
That's what I can't understand. They say they got this lots of coals they can make stuff out of.
Yeah.
Well, why don't they use it?
Did you ever burn coal here?
No. Some of these houses used to have a coal. Well, that store down there, you know, West Store.
Yeah.
They used to have an old coal stove there in the back. They used to burn coal in a great, great big restaurant. They'd buy it, but carload lots had it shipped in there.
Yeah. Right. What would they keep it in?
Keep it in a side. They had a side place out there that unloaded in.
Yeah. And would you carry it in a what?
Carry it in a pail or bucket like and dump it in the heater.
Coal.
Mm-hmm.
Coal bucket or coal?
Yeah, coal bucket that you call it.
Yeah. Now, we were talking about the sort of things people would wear. If your old suit wore out, you buy
anything you could get to wear back in my days.
Really? What would a woman wear around her in the kitchen?
Well, she'd have an apron. He'd take, you know, they used to pick cotton in sacks all the time. Have you ever seen anybody picking cotton?
Sure.
With a sack on?
Bending over?
Yeah.
You can't stand up and pick cotton.
No, you got to bend over or get on your knees. Well, these sacks, you see them picking cotton in. There's a menu pool woman out here that after